Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the heart of an arid expanse where once rolled verdant hills and prairies now stretch the skeletal shadows of what future lore will dub as sky risers, a direct response to the brutality of a sun that scorches without mercy, these towers are less architectural marvels and more so survival bunkers, marking the convergence of desperation and ingenuity against a backdrop of climate doom, conceived out of necessity. Unlike their watery cousins detailed in Cities Beneath the Tides, these terrestrial monoliths didn't evolve gradually with the changing tides. They shot up almost overnight, like metallic weeds sprouting from the cracked, barren earth. Designed for extremophiles, each skyriser stands as an isolated bastion amidst the desolation, a multi-tiered ecosystem geared towards self-sufficiency. Within their steel bosom resides a human population clinging to scraps of civilization. The livable zones are few, circumscribed by the relentless heat and deadly UV radiation. The lower levels are swathed in a permanent gloom, artificially lit and cooled, reminiscent of caverns far below the Earth's surface, now inhabited by those who once frolicked under the sun. Survival at heights. At the apex, in haunting contrast, a privileged few experience an artificial day under the protection of expansive UV filters, where they cultivate their gardens in the sky. Such luxuries are buttressed by the work of lower-level dwellers who operate the intricate mechanics that keep the pulse of life throbbing through these towers. The division, as stark as the landscapes that necessitate skyrisers, prompts uneasy contemplations on social stratification, stories of life above, filter down as folk tales. Green spaces where children can see what appears to be the sky, taste the rain manufactured from atmospheric harvesters, and learn of wild animals that, in reality, are mere shadows in their synthetic jungles. These are the classical elements of utopia, ironically contained within a dystopia, a cruel mirage to those stationed in the bowels of these structures, illustrating that even at the brink of extinction, human yearnings for hierarchy and disparity cannot be quenched, a green mirage amidst a sea of sand. Food in the skyrisers is engineered for efficiency and survival. Gone is the bounty of choice that once overflowed in markets. Communities have adapted with a brew of science and nostalgia, synthesizing nutrients and recycling every tear shed in sorrow over a once bountiful earth. For even these are precious commodities now. The skyrisers stand as immovable witnesses to the relentless march of ecological collapse. Yet within them, life, stubborn and adaptable, continues in a parody of the civilization that once sprawled beneath the open skies. The very technology that could have reversed the climatic tides now serves only to delay the final chapter for its creators within these vertical refugee camps. Epilogue or prologue? As we chronicle the lives of those relegated to the skyrisers, one cannot help but wonder if they are the last vestiges of a fallen humanity or seeds of a new world. As with the aquatic survivors, they remind us that the human spirit, though often overshadowed by its own follies, is unyielding. The skyrisers may be tombstones or cradles. Only the unwavering sun above holds the verdict.